Finding the purpose in life. Sometimes you got to go to the big country. Sometimes you got to find a mentor. Sometimes you need a mighty man or woman of God to come alongside, look over your shoulder, someone to objectively speak truth into your life. Such a godly man is on the line with us right now on Truth Talk Weekend. He is the author, along with a man named Jeff Dunn, of the book called The Rancher's Gift. Dennis Warden, I've called him for years Uncle Dennis because he's been a mentor to me in my life whenever I've needed an encouraging word, some honest feedback. He's been there, just a great man of God. Uncle Dennis, welcome to the Truth Talk Weekend.
Oh, Stu, it is show so good podcast. To be on the phone with you.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and thank you for staying with me. I was tickled to death when I saw you at NRB, which stands for National Religious Broadcasters, and you handed me information about a book. And the wild thing is you are usually promoting other people's ministries, Maxwell, these other guys and their books, and here you handed me a book by you. And I thought, yes, finally, long overdue. So what drove you to this project? Just tell our listeners, everyone get ready, fasten your seatbelt, get ready for some really cool encouragement.
You know what? It's exactly what you said. I've got three son-in-laws, and my son-in-laws actually came to me, and they say, Dennis, you're always talking about living a life on purpose. You're always talking about leaving a legacy. You've always been working with these authors, John Maxwell, Todd Duncan, and all the, and they said, why don't you write a book about living life on purpose? And that was what really was the germ that started this this vision to write a book. And you know what that takes, you know, in the last words of Jesus and everything that you've done in writing a book, it takes that vision for what you believe God wants you to share.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, that's really been a space you've been in, and without giving too much away when it comes to, you know, The Rancher's Gift and this wonderful book that you and Jeff Dunn have written. Tell us, give us kind of the teasers on it. What should a reader expect? What are some of the driving points of this thing?
Well, one of the things, you know, we subtitled the book A Modern-Day Parable of Living Life on Purpose. Mm. And what we did in writing this book was we set it in the Big Sky country of Montana. But Ryan, who is really the central figure in the book, actually is a graduate of Wharton with an MBA in business, going to take over a significant part of his father's business in the Northeast. And his dad says, Ryan, I didn't do the job I should have done as a father in really instilling into you the importance of living a life on purpose. I was too involved in my business. I was too involved in making money. And so I'm going to send you to the ranch. I'm going to send you to the farm.
Wow.
I'm going to send you to to the Big Sky country in Gallatin, Montana. And you're going to work on the ranch for your Uncle James.
Oh, boy. And everything changes, right?
Oh, it changed, because when he got off, you know, that airplane and landed in the Big Sky country, and gets up that first morning on the ranch, you know, and there's no bagels and coffee, you know, and there's no gym to go work out at. It's going to be actually, you know, steak and eggs, and you're going to go out and you're going to work the ranch. You don't need a gym for exercise. You need to get out there and work the ranch.
Wow. What is it about this generation that needs purpose, needs to connect with God? You know, Rick Warren wrote this book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Of course, 30 books came out about, you know, attacking him. There's, you know, whenever someone has a book, excuse me, someone else comes out with something telling us, you know, why it's almost like the counter of that. But nonetheless, it really struck a chord with many people thinking about, hey, why am I on this earth? What's God got me here for?
Yeah.
And you've been such an encouragement to me. Dennis Warden, author of the book, The Rancher's Gift. You've given this book, it's really a gift to so many folks, all of our listeners. I want to make sure you get it and read it to guide people through that purpose. But why is it so important? You know, we have such a short time on earth. Talk about that real quick, will you?
Well, you know what, Stu? It's it's like this, you know, in your 20s and your 30s, you're starting to make decisions. You're making decisions that are going to determine so much of the legacy you leave. And a big part of that is that we as parents, we as grandparents, perhaps have not done an adequate job of really instilling in our children and our grandchildren the purpose of not just leaving or living a life on purpose, but leaving a legacy. And what does that look like? And if I'm going to be 65 or if I'm going to be 75 and I want to have, you know, lived a life that brings glory to God, that is a life lived on purpose, then I need to start making decisions today that allows me at 65 or 75 to be able to look back and say, because of those decisions I made then, I'm able to enjoy, I am able to really enjoy what it means to live a life on purpose.
Well, we'll take a dad like me with younger kids real quick, grandkids. Outside of reading to all of them a chapter out of The Rancher's Gift every night, which I'm going to strongly encourage, what are some ways, in addition to that, that we can challenge them to think purposefully, to think kingdom, to think about changing this world for Christ with such little time left?
It's James, the rancher, used everyday things, tools to teach. For instance, you know, in building the barn, the rancher, James, did not go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get 2x4s and 2x6s, and he didn't get the lumber, the green lumber. He instead tore down a 200-year-old barn in the Northeast, had it shipped to the ranch in Montana, and he uses that little section of the story to talk about the importance of weathering the storms of life, of becoming, you know, a mature person that is able to, when the heat is on, to not shrink, or when it gets cold, to not shrink and expand when it gets hot, you know, and all the things that go on, and to be steady. Yeah. So he uses, you know, lumber, he uses nails, he uses the richest man in the county to teach about the importance of love.
Wow. I love how you are teaching all this through parables, again, pointing folks to God and to Jesus and the salvation, but using a really cool genre of literature and parables and storytelling, which you've always been wonderful at doing. Uncle Dennis Warden is his name. His book, brand new book, The Rancher's Gift, it's out. And how do folks get it, Uncle Dennis?
Well, you know, you just go to theranchersgift.com, and you can either order it through Amazon or through Barnes & Noble, but there's a link right there, and it's out the door to you probably that same day. And I was going to just share, you know, something. You know what I love about Western novels is just about every Western novel has a little bit of romance in it. I don't know, Louis L'Amour, you know, give me a good Western novel. I love it. And Stu, we have a brief, more than just a brief, but we have a romance that takes place between Ryan and Kayla. And what is so cool about this romance is that not only does he learn some lessons about love and what it means to have sacrificial love, but Kayla introduces him to the most important relationship that a person could have, a relationship in Jesus Christ that then brings ultimate fulfillment to one's life. That's of living tremendous. A life on purpose.
I love it. You work in that love angle, but again, to point to the bigger narrative, the book is The Rancher's Gift. Hey, take a break from the craziness of your life and read a cool book that's got a deeper Christ-centered meaning. Dennis Warden and Jeff Dunn have written it. Dennis has been a great guest, a great friend. He's my adopted uncle for many years. I was a little radio rat running around KCFO there in Tulsa when you and Dad were wrangling there, not far from all the great outdoor showing of Oklahoma, which you took us to, and man, we had some great times. Well, look, give your family my love, will you?
I certainly will. And again, it's theranchersgift.com, theranchersgift.com.
God bless you, Uncle Dennis. Love you. Appreciate
you. You betcha. Bye-bye now.
Take care.